So hello, my name is Madame Wafa. I'm 26 years old and I'm French and Libyan, but mostly so proud to be Libyan nowadays, these 2 days. So what I can tell you is that the last 24 hours were very, very rough on us. I live in Highlanders. Highlanders, especially at the end of Highlanders and next to the Congress Hall. So I have a direct view on Bablandia. I can see what is going on. What I can tell you is that we are in today, midnight, 24th of August. It was on the exactly the 21st, on midnight, the rebels, or I should call them now the freemen because I don't like the word rebels, came from the Zawiya, from Zintan, from Yifrin, and all the Amazir freemen came and entered Tripoli. So we saw them arriving. That was the night of Sunday, Monday. Monday morning, we saw them gathering in front of our house. I guess they were organizing themselves to go to Bablandzia, and then we saw the whole convoy go to Bablandzia. That was Monday in the morning. Then what happened? Then we started to have problems in my neighborhood. We started to get a lot of fire, but we didn't know where it was coming from. So we understood automatically that we had snipers in the neighborhood. And the problem is that all the men in our neighborhood couldn't tell where the fire was coming from.
Okay.
So thankfully, some people, and I was one of them, and my aunts were one of them. We were doing, when I think of it now, it's pretty reckless, but I don't regret it, honestly. We were going on the rooftop, trying to understand where the fire was coming from. So we managed to determine where it was coming from exactly, but it was too long distance for them. And then we told them it was coming from the Congress Hall, and we were not really sure, and they said that they just cleaned the Congress Hall area. So they were a little bit confused, and it took us 24 hours. So we just cleaned it today from the snipers. There were 6 snipers. They caught them. They are Libyans. They had 10,000 Libyan dinars in their pockets, with papers saying that they were hired as snipers to shoot Libyan civilians. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You see, when you watch the news, for example, I don't know, let's take any example, the war in Iraq, for example. You watch the news and you're like, oh my God, poor them, it's horrible, that must be horrible, they must be so scared, I don't know how they go through every single hour during this day. And when you live it, believe me, fear, that's my personal experience, huh? I'm not talking for the other people, I'm talking for myself. Fear disappears completely. I was just fearless. Maybe you can call it careless also. But I don't know. It's you. There's something within you that just comes out like this. You're like, okay, whatever happened, happens. That's it. It's maktub. I don't know if you know what maktub means. It means it's written. That's it. If it's maktub that I die today, then I'll die today. And thank God, I think I'm born under a good star. I have good angels around me, or I don't know. God is definitely with us. This is all I can say. God is definitely with us. We woke up this morning with a very intense activity, which is the snipers I told you about previously, because they jumped in my garden, 2 of them.
These are snipers.
These snipers, they jumped in my garden and they tried to escape from my garden. So what happened is that some of the rebels went into our house to try to understand and to have a clear view of what's going on in the neighborhood. And thank God, alhamdulillah, they managed to catch them now and we're safe. But that was not the main issue. The main issue is that this day, which is Tuesday, the whole day, they kept on bombarding us. And my house was hit by a missile today. And around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the mosque started to say, okay, now we're sorry, but we have to clear the area. Everyone has to leave their houses or go to their basements.
These were being announced. This was being announced on the loudspeakers of the mosques.
Yeah, loudspeakers of the mosque, because that's it. And honestly, today, like I said, was the worst day ever. And bombing non-stop. And it was not aimed. It was just bombing like this. Wherever the missile go, we don't care. We're just bombing you guys.
And this was coming out of Gaddafi's Bablazizia compound. Is that right?
I guess so. Because what happened is, like I told you in the beginning of this interview, is that we had the freemen from the Zawiya and all the Amazir freemen who came. You remember I told you, and they gathered in the morning and they went there. They remained there. But today, around 11 o'clock in the morning, I saw the convoy of Musrata freemen arrive. And believe me, okay, what I saw with my eyes was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was a huge convoy. There were apparently, what I've heard, there were around 1,500 men. And so they managed to circle the whole Bablazizia area. And after, everything went quickly. I guess you already saw it on the news. I mean, we're all beyond shocked how quickly it went. They managed to penetrate Bablazizia. And that's it. We're free.
And now your neighborhood is quiet.
Now the neighborhood is quiet, but okay, this is great. But the problem, the streets are still not clean. They're still not safe. So all these men, these young men, are still stand by in the street and making security. And I see them with my own eyes in my streets. For example, in my street, they forbid us to turn lights on the outside light, I mean, not within our houses, but the outside lights are still off, and they're making rounds, and make sure that no snipers or mercenaries are anywhere.
So they're trying to keep your neighborhood safe. Have they established, like, a checkpoint, for example, near your house, at your street?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely, we have a checkpoint.
And
this
how...
is for sure, we have no choice.
How is your family doing after this ordeal? You've been so close to that compound for so long. What are the people feeling?
Oh, we're just beyond happy. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's it. We're free. No more Gaddafi. That's what we've been waiting for all these years. That's it. We managed to do it, especially the last 6 months.
It's been a remarkable story. Do you have anything you want to add?
I'm so proud. I just want to give a message to all my Libyan brothers and sisters. I'm so proud of you. I've never been that proud of you. And that's it. I guess it's the first time I'm getting emotional since everything started. And that's it. I'm sorry.
Mariam, thank you very much.
Can you hear me? Thank you.
Take good care. Inshallah, we will speak again.